This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 vaccination rates for kids 5 years old or younger are lagging far behind other age groups in Colorado. According to a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents believe the vaccine is more risky to their young children than the virus itself. In Colorado, about 25% of children under 9 years old have been vaccinated with at least one dose of a vaccine. That's less than half of the vaccination rate among kids 10 and up. Senator John Hickenlooper is touting the Democrats' latest infrastructure bill aimed at tackling inflation, health care, and climate change. He says many considered the bill dead due to partisanship in Congress.
Part of the issue here is people have become so partisan that rather than really talk through complex issues, they'd rather just, throw bombs and try and make the other side look bad politically rather than worrying about trying to find a compromise or the best possible solution.
Hickenlooper says Colorado will benefit from solar power and heat pump programs included in the bill. Meow Wolf has voluntarily recognized a workers' union in Denver. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Workers at Meow Wolf's Convergence Station voted Monday to officially form a union with a supermajority of roughly 200 workers forming a local chapter of the Communication Workers of America. Nina Moldalski is a creative operator and union organizer who helped lead the push.
Like, Meow Wolf fully did the right thing. So that's like a huge, amazing win.
The company voluntarily recognized the new union after workers presented their union cards to a third party who confirmed they had a majority of workers signed on. The process is an alternative to the longer one of having an election conducted by federal regulators. Denver is now the second Meow Wolf location to unionize, joining colleagues in Santa Fe. The sides will now begin negotiating a contract. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.